guilty of murder in the first degree.
For most convicted murderers, this is it.
You're committed for the term of your natural life without the possibility of parole.
But the trouble's not over for Aaron Hernandez. He now faces separate double murder charges in a different case, with a trial date that will be set within days. July 2012. Prosecutors say Daniel De Abreu accidentally bumps into Hernandez in a Boston bar, spilling the NFL star's drink.
That caused Aaron Hernandez to be quite upset.
After leaving the nightclub, Hernandez is accused of tailing De Abreu and his friends.
The defendant leaned out of the driver's side window of the SUV with a loaded revolver in his hand extended out and stated, "Yo, what's up now?" and then a racial slur. The defendant immediately fired at least five rounds from a .38 caliber revolver into the victim's car.
Abreu and Zafiro Furtado were killed. Three of their friends survived. The shooter got away. Prosecutors had no idea who could have done this, but while executing a search warrant at the Connecticut home of Aaron Hernandez's uncle, they unexpectedly found a car matching the description of the SUV seen after the shooting. Investigators say a dealership had loaned that car to Aaron Hernandez for a promotion. Hernandez was indicted on May 15, 2014 for the two murders and charged with three counts of armed assault with attempt to murder.
How do you plead this indictment? Are you guilty or not guilty?
Not guilty.
Hernandez also is still facing wrongful death suits from the families of the three men prosecutors say Aaron Hernandez murdered. In July of last year, a judge in one of the civil cases freezes $5 million in assets of the former football player, which includes $3.3 million he says he is owed by the New England Patriots as a signing bonus. Another legal battle for Hernandez? Alexander Bradley says he lost his eye after his friend Hernandez shot him in the face following an argument at a Florida strip club in February 2013. He is suing Hernandez in federal court. Bradley, it turns out, is allegedly also an eyewitness who prosecutors say was with Hernandez the night of the double murders. Jean Casares, CNN, New York.